For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. Fourth and fifth graders file into a school gymnasium, sneakers squeaking, bodies bouncing like little shaken bottles, bubbling with energy, as they climb the bleacher stairs facing center court. That's where a team of musicians warms up beneath a basketball goal, slowly growing in intensity until they accompany the children's voices.
Welcome, everyone.
Equally energetic, Spoleto Chamber Music director Jeff Nuttall, rocking rolled-up jeans, red suede boots, and spiky hair. He's here to play. Music, the kind Sanders Clyde Elementary School students in downtown Charleston have likely never heard. Unlike his mostly affluent audiences, these children are largely from low-income families. He engages both in different ways. For the kids, an introduction to the instruments.
Which of these instruments do you think will sound the highest?
The players, if you will.
It's strings 5, winds 1.
Then, a matching game of find the melody.
And it helps to sort of hum along with the tune. Everybody hear the cello? Good job, you guys! High five!
That was a really cool moment where I looked out and you just see them get it.
Engaging people, young or old, Nuttall says gives them ownership, making them feel a part of music.
A great rap tune can make you think and make you dance and make you tap your feet. A great opera aria can make you like the hairs on the back of your neck stand up and make you cry.
Nuttall is always improvising, here introducing a composer rapping about Christmas.
The sharp light of the new flower of humanity, chivalry unrivaled, the merry men and women.
If you get five kids say, hey, that's pretty cool, I heard that, or I want to try that.
Several students stick around, as Nuttall graciously allows them to hold.
So what you do, you put your chin, and then this hand holds it right here.
And play.
That's really good. That's hard to do.
His violin.
It's pretty amazing. They drew a straight bow, and they could sort of figure out how to make sound and how to change the speed and the pressure of the bow.
It's like a whole orchestra on one violin. Yeah, you want to try? How does it feel?
And that look when I said, hey, you guys should, you know, I see some of your friends have these. You could probably go out. And they're like, really? Like, I didn't know.
And at least one girl did.
She asked how she could get a violin.
That's the school's gifted and talented teacher, Jill Cragg. They recently lost their full-time music teacher. But Nuttall isn't discouraged.
If there's any way we can just open the ears and eyes of a few of these kids, it would be a great thing.
He knows music can be a game changer.
Again, totally biased, but I think it makes you a better person. I think it allows for more possibilities in your life.
In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen. And for more on the story, go to southcarolinapublicradio.org and join us behind the curtain with our Spoleto Backstage podcast.